Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Don't take the mark.
There's an awesome warning from the watchman. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program, my friends. Thanks for tuning in. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This program is listener-supported by the generous love gifts of its listening audience. If God speaks to your heart to send support, please respond. You will bless yourself and others. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study. King James Version as always. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full, assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Watchman comment, that sure is another wow, that them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. My. Now that is a verse to hold on to, amen. But let's look more carefully, as the word desire here means to long for in a good way. But there are desires that are not good, so be careful, my friends. Diligence is earnestness in accomplishing, promoting, or striving after anything, but in this case, it is to follow after them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Full assurance is to know the true truth of those you follow so well that you can follow with complete confidence of not being led astray. The word end, of course, speaks of my watchman calling from God, the end of all things as we know them today, and the return of Christ on the last day. So do not be slothful, meaning weary in laziness. Stand up in faith. Keep moving forward, just as the kingdom of God is always, always, always moving forward. Follower here means imitator. And if you imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises, you can proceed with complete confidence, amen, that you are following a true man of God. And through faith, you will become a partaker in those promises as your rightful inheritance because you choose wisely who you followed. And that's the true truth. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. One of my favorite verses because I tell it to you all the time. I pray that that's your favorite verse too because we're going to be better off there than here. Enough said, get right and get ready. One.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you.
Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Pastor Evans received a word for Brother Johnson.
Saith your Father God. And I could have told you this even 10 years ago, or even before that time, for I knew exactly what you would be doing. I saw you, and I knew you. Call upon me and watch me move on your behalf. But be prepared for the warfare, the hand-to-hand warfare that you shall do. For you shall defeat the enemy in many ways. And you shall see an increase in those that listen, and those that follow, and those that support. Be not discouraged, but rise up this day, saith your Father God, for my hand is upon you.
My, oh my, have I seen an increase in that battle? Oh, it's been a battle, folks, I'll tell you. The podcast is still down, and it's been down for over a month now, but they're working on it, and hopefully we'll get it back up again. A very important part of my website and Brother Evans's website is the MP3 audio delivery box, and that's had trouble for over a month, and it's now up again, and the downloads are now working again, and we just keep battling. But you know what? We're going to win. The back of the book says we win. So if you're one of those that the word came about the increase in giving, please pray and help me do what I do. Thank you. God bless you. Maranatha. Now for tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version, My Oh My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. Watchman comment. Saul meant David harm, and the messengers were up to no good, but they did not know they were up against a man of God. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 9, and the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul. Continuing, however, Almighty Yahweh was in control of his own, and he gave Saul's messengers a dose of what he had given his messengers, the prophets of God. So instead of mischief, those messengers of Saul, who wanted to do evil, ended up prophesying true truth prophecy because the Spirit of God fell upon them also. That's why it was true truth prophecy. I'll bet those Saul messengers were never the same after that, don't you? And old Saul was just a little upset when they returned. So verse 21 tells us anyway, and when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they also prophesied. Now, that's a strange way of doing battle, isn't it? To some people, I guess, but Yahweh knows what he is doing, and I know what he is doing. And the Lord God can do battle in any way he wants. You need to know that. So it seems from these verses that prophecy can even be used to win battles, don't you know? Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Al from Wisconsin obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, bless Al, Lord. Meet his every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart to support your program, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. So let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23, one of my favorite verses, and I've got a bunch. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. But you know what, folks? I believe that's part of my watchman calling. Some folks can't take it when I get really tough on the radio, but it takes tough love sometimes to pull them out of the fire, and that's the true truth. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Signs that America is decomposing right in front of our eyes. Number one, as the economy crumbles in many U.S. cities, desperate people are increasingly resorting to violent acts in an attempt to survive. Watchman comment, when you hear me put on my famous "Leave the cities, saith the Lord, the cities are not safe for my children" prophecy, that's exactly what it's talking about. Continuing. Number two, TSA workers are actually purposely selecting attractive women to go through the body scanners so that they can admire their naked bodies. Watchman comment again, I told you that would happen. Do you believe me now? They tell you they can't see anything with those scanners. They're lying. Continuing. Number three, the gang problem in the United States has never been worse. Number four, millions of young people are not able to find jobs once they finish school and end up financially dependent on their parents. Number five, all over America, criminals are becoming bolder and more desperate. Number six, one of the clearest signs that America is decomposing is a stunning decline of major cities such as Detroit. Number seven, sadly, this is just the beginning. As the economic decline of this nation accelerates, people are going to become more and more desperate. And desperate people do desperate things. God help us. Amen. Continuing. One of the world's most influential medical journals is warning that normal human grief could soon be classified a mental illness and routinely treated with antidepressant drugs. The Lancet, a popular journal, in a lead editorial published, says a proposed revision to psychiatry's official manual of mental disorders that would allow doctors to diagnose the newly bereaved with major depression 2 weeks after the death of a loved one. Everyone who has lost a treasured loved one will run the risk of being called mentally ill now, don't you know? Watchman commenting again, I have warned and warned against psychiatry. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Hepatitis C now kills more Americans than HIV. The middle age is most often affected, and many are unaware they have been infected. CDC, the Center for Disease Control, now says about 3.2 million Americans are infected with hepatitis C, a major cause of liver cancer. Hepatitis C is spread through injection drug use, through sexual contact like HIV, and in some cases it passes from mothers to infants like HIV. Continuing. Are toy guns becoming a criminal offense in America? Detroit state lawmakers are currently reviewing legislation that targets the use of certain toy guns. A planned proposal before the Senate would make it a crime to possess a toy gun that has its required markings removed or by having a real gun that is made to look like a toy gun. If the legislation is passed, people who possess these toy guns and use it to commit a felony would be punishable for up to 18 months behind bars and be subject to fines. Continuing. Obama quote, when Congress refuses to act, Joe and I are going to act. Close Obama quote. In keeping with his We Can't Wait initiative, USA President Barack Hussein Obama has once again asserted that if Congress does not enact his policies in the future, he will continue to forge ahead on his own. One more Obama quote. In the months to come, whenever we have an opportunity, we're going to take steps on our own to keep this economy moving. Close Obama quote. The White House announced that as part of its We Can't Wait campaign. Watchman comment. America now has a communist dictatorship. Doesn't that sound like that? Will Americans allow 4 more years into obliteration in November? You say you don't believe me? Okay, just listen to this clip in Obama's own voice with a smiling, nodding approval by Joe Biden standing right next to Obama, though you can't see it.
Whenever Congress refuses to act, Joe and I, we're going to act. In the months to come, whenever we have an opportunity, we're going to take steps on our own to keep this economy moving. With or without Congress, every day I'm going to be continuing to fight with them. I do hope Congress joins me. Instead of spending the coming months in a lot of phony political debates, focusing on the next election.
Continuing. She animal, the new female sexual predator. A growing number of attractive female teachers and women from all areas of society who are anywhere from 23 to 54 years old are seducing teenage and preteen boys between 10 and 17 years old across the USA. Until the last decade or so, it has been deviant men who have been the primary sexual predators towards male and female children. It is only recently, however, that increasing numbers of women, especially in their mid-20s to late 30s, who are engaging in this sort of activity. Many of these young women are married and have children. The question is, what is causing the emergence of a new breed of sexual predator, the she animal, and her hardcore sexual assault on underage males? Watchman comment, I can tell you what it is. Of course, these people who do the news don't know, but you understand, this is a demon. It's a sexual demon. Amen. And they need deliverance. Get it out of them. And they don't know what deliverance is. And if they did, they probably wouldn't receive it anyway. For their hearts, as the Bible says, have turned to stone due to their lust. Continuing, Texas court says churches can't petition government. An attorney considers it unconstitutional that Christians in El Paso, Texas, could be indicted for their role in the recall of the mayor and two city council members. An appeal will be lodged with the Texas Supreme Court. But in the meantime, church officials are concerned that they could be thrown in jail.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Continuing, USA detention prevention bill hangs in the balance. Virginia wants state to ensure it will not cooperate when the federal government goes astray. Delegate Bob Marshall issued a statement that citizens need to be speaking up about the controversial issue of empowering the U.S. military to take a citizen off the nation's streets, incarcerate him without charges, deprive him of the right to a lawyer, and hold him for an unlimited amount of time. This is the way things may be done in some other countries, but not here, said Marshall, a sponsor of the legislation. This bill provides that we here in Virginia will not assist the federal government in enforcing this law. Watchman comment. I've warned you about that. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? There it is. It's happening. And I told you it was coming.
We're going to take steps on our own to keep this economy moving, with or without Congress.
Continuing. Numerous New Testament passages warn believers of false teachers who are already in the church or who are yet to come. We would be wise to review their characteristics. False teachers will come in the name of Christ and mislead many. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5 and 11. They will arrive after Jesus departs, being savage wolves among Christians, speaking perverse things in order to draw us away. Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30. Present a different distorted gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And lastly, Paul calls them dogs and evil workers who teach a false circumcision. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. Watchman comment, there are many more, but to be continued on another program. Continuing, USA's best gun salesman, Barack Hussein Obama. One of the few industries going well during this prolonged economic downturn is the firearms business. Who gets the credit for doubling the sales of guns? Why, it's U.S. President Obama, of course. Number one, Ruger's firearm sales have gone from $117 million to $232 million, an increase of 98%. Number two, December 2011 saw over 1.41 million NICS background checks run, the most ever for a single month. Number three, and lastly, the few states which regularly report concealed carry permit numbers have seen increases in active permit holders ranging from 46 to 161%. The last days of the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. Muslim Islamic Caliphate Conference seeks to Islamize Europe and the U.S. A. The explicit aim of the Istanbul process, currently backed by the Obamination administration, is to make it an international crime to criticize Islam. The Caliphate Conference 2012 will be held on March 10th in the Austrian town of Vossendorf. Watchman comment? Okay, all you prayer warriors, get to praying. Take that conference down. Block it in the spiritual realm. Amen. Continuing. Iran missiles may be able to hit U.S. in 2 to 3 years. Iran investing billions of dollars to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. It is estimated that in 2 to 3 years they will have the first intercontinental ballistic missile that can reach the east coast of America. Watchman comment, I'm not sure about that 2 to 3 year time frame. I think it's a lot closer than that. Continuing. U.S. President Obama now has U.S. troops in 4 African countries. U.S. troops helping in the fight against a brutal rebel group called the Lord's Resistant Army are now deployed in 4 Central African countries, the top U.S. Special Operations Commander for Africa said. Rear Admiral Brian L. Luzzi, the top U.S. Special Operations Commander in Africa, said the U.S. troops are now stationed in bases in Uganda, Congo, South Sudan, and Central African Republic. Continuing. revealed U.S. government program secretly injected citizens with plutonium uranium. In a secret government program that is now admitted to be truth, my, the United States government injected unknowing human participants with highly toxic plutonium. It sounds like a bizarre torture scenario that you'd expect to see blamed on illegal terror organizations. But the individuals behind this crime are actually doctors, or were actually doctors, working for the United States government. Disregarding the health of innocent citizens, the government testers were eager to see how unknowing participants suffered as a result of secret plutonium injection. My. Continuing. Antibiotic-resistant MRSA in livestock may spread to humans. Livestock in the United States may be building resistance to deadly bacteria infections, and those superbugs may easily transfer to humans, according to a new study published in the journal MBio. Methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus, or MRSA, M-R-S-A, is a strain of staph bacteria that does not respond to antibiotics used to treat staph infections. My. All my warnings are coming to pass, are they not? Continuing. Radioactive contamination from the Fukushima power plant disaster has been detected as far as almost 400 miles or 643 kilometers off Japan in the Pacific Ocean, with water showing readings up to 1,000 times more than prior levels. We're not over the hump yet in terms of radioactive contamination of the ocean because of continued leakage from the plant. Watchman comment, that is far short of how far this radiation has probably gone. Who expects the truth from them anymore? If that hasn't contaminated the whole ocean to some extent, leaves don't grow on trees. And hound dogs don't bark trees. Continuing. A major nonpartisan research project suggests that the U.S. is fast approaching the status of a third world nation when it comes to the integrity of local and national elections. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins. Letters are both at the end of the program. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I'd sure like to receive your letter in Post Office Box 122. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep signs on the air. For those of you that don't have much and you'd like to send, but you think you can't help, you can, by just sending cash. It's the easiest way for a small offering. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through. Is he not? Of course he is. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we, my friends, walk by faith, not by sight. Please write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, New York abbreviated N-Y, Zip 13797. That will repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Music, my friends, is Satan's chief hypnotic power on America. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. American youth are now ready to receive the godless message into their hearts and to accelerate the toxic demonic poison of false worship and false teaching. Today, music is the main hypnotic vehicle used by Satan to brainwash the masses of our young and to get them into a state of mind that is anti-authority and anti-God. Have you ever listened to the lyrics of some of that junk? It is everywhere, and you cannot help but hear and witness the music industry dominating our American society and culture and young adults. It can and will take our nation into an even more godless state and begin to set the stage for the acceptance of the Antichrist. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12, Revelation 13. My friends, only those who die in the faith or endure unto the end will be saved. What? You think I'm wrong on that?
No, I'm not. Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 through 13. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, now listen to this, but he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Brother Johnson, God's watchman is not a false teacher, nor am I a false prophet, nor am I a deceiver. This is a deceiver.
You're not a prophet. You're an idiot. I enjoy your program. Human ignorance couldn't get any worse than I listened to this guy named Johnson on the radio, and he is an idiot. You're so full of garbage that you should just shut up.
Man, oh boy, I have friends on both sides of the fence, don't I? So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Right now, just ask you to pray this little prayer. Lord Jesus, right now I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my heart, to save me, to clean me up, to make me the new creature that your word tells me I can become. Help me, Lord, to live for you and to work for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, please let the program, Brother Johnson, know, and he will let us know. God is still working out there in the world today.
Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends, for when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in right now today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in next Wednesday night to frequency 5070. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Wednesday night. Attention, on or around March 26, WWCR, not Brother Johnson, but because of the FCC, WWCR will change frequencies from 5070 to 9350. I know a lot of you couldn't hear it last year, so please give me a call Wednesday nights. Tell me that you can hear. I sure appreciate it. For more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com. All one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link to go to my other NEAIGA website. There is so much posted there. Weekdays, you may struggle just reading it all. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797.
Yes, Brother Johnson, Phil here from Canada. Praise the Lord for your station. Us Canadians are starting to come alive.
Hey, good evening, Brother. It's Keith calling from New Jersey. It's a good signal and a good program. Thanks again. Good night.
Yes, this is Alan in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm listening to you every night, and I really am blessed by your program. I'm very much with you. Thank you so much. God bless you for your program.
The Lord bless you all, Maranatha. Sorry I can't say more. I'm running out of time. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. I only have one line, so if it's busy, please use your redial until you can get through. I'd sure appreciate it, especially Wednesday nights, because I need to know Wednesday nights are being heard. Please tell me your state and how well you can hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, a little faster, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.